Hey, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Katie.
You're listening to Nostalgia, the podcast that is moving on up to a deluxe apartment in the sky. Kate, have you ever seen...
Well, we're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie.
The Jeffersons.
Sure haven't.
Back to that Nick at Night action here.
I have seen the Jeffersons on All in the Family.
Yep.
There's a lot of sitcoms that have family in it. Family Ties, Family Matters, All in the Family, 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 Family. All
okay.
Family all the time. So many American families.
What'd you think of the Jefferson family? You had George, Wheezy, Mother Jefferson.
Oh, Mother Jefferson.
Lionel.
Was great. I really saw a lot of myself in Mother Jefferson.
The elderly George Jefferson's mother.
They were actually my favorite part of All in the Family.
Interesting.
I liked them much better than the Bunkers.
The Jeffersons, in their own show, aired on CBS from January 18th, 1975 to July 2nd, 1985.
Wow.
They were on for 11 seasons and 253 episodes, a very successful spinoff. The Jeffersons is credited as being created by Don Nickel, Michael Ross, and Bernie West, and then Norman Lear is credited as developed by, because he created the characters on his show, All in the Family, as you said. So just real quick, the premise is, on All in the Family, George and Louise Jefferson, they lived in Queens, they were neighbors with the Bunkers. George Jefferson owned a dry cleaning business, and basically they did an episode to set up this spinoff. They did an episode on All in the Family where his business is so successful, he's able to move the family out of Queens into a high rise on the Upper East Side, and that's the premise. We now, in this show, follow them there. His business is expanding. He's owning more and more, locations of his dry cleaners. Isabel Sanford and Sherman Hemsley continue playing their roles. Their son, Lionel, this is kind of weird. He is played by the same actor from All in the Family, Mike Evans, who actually is the first Jefferson character ever introduced on that show. He's in the first episode. They meet him first. It's him for the first season of the Jeffersons. Then he leaves and he's replaced by Damon Evans, who has the same last name, but they're not related. But then eventually that guy leaves and the original guy comes back. So Lionel, kind of all over the place. I just thought that was interesting. And Lionel's wife and his in-laws, who we watched the episode where he got engaged of All in the Family. They're all different actors on this, completely different for whatever reason. That was show business back then. There was not a lot of continuity in that way. And we talked about its original run, but I knew it from Nick at Night. The Jeffersons was on Nick at Night from 1999 to 2002. We're going to watch two episodes, season 3, episode 2, Louise Gets Her Way, and season 6, episode 14, Brother Tom.
Oh, Florence, I've arranged everything. You can start working for the Willises tonight if you want.
No, she can't.
George, you can't stop Tom and Helen from hiring whoever they want.
I can if I want the same person. We're hiring Florence back again.
Not for the same money you ate. Oh, I don't need. I want me a cost of living raise.
You got it.
What's going on here?
We got us a maid, Wheezy. We got us a maid. We got us the nosiest maid.
Just a minute, Mr. Jefferson. Let me tell you a thing or two. Now, you got yourself a maid, but I ain't that kind of maid.
Already a much better theme song.
I love this theme song as a child watching it on Nick at Night. Much the opposite of how I felt about All in the Family and how you seem to feel right now, where that would make me run screaming. This theme song rules. I don't know why George Jefferson is choking his maid in this intro, but there's Mother Jefferson, your
Mother
favorite.
Jefferson is great.
She only made it, I think, 2 years into this show, and then she died in real life.
All right, we got tokenizing representation of Native Americans, which I don't love.
Where?
But whatever George Jefferson is doing on the bed here is hilarious, where he's doing these little tiny stomps on the bed.
What was the Native American thing? I missed it.
They were just doing kind of like a little war whoop situation. Like, can we just not oppress others, please?
This is because earlier today we watched I Love Lucy on Pluto TV, unrelated to the podcast, and there was just a real Native American. They didn't say Native American.
All right, that got a genuine laugh from us. George was commenting on the Aunt Jemima syrup, and he was like, she almost looks white, but it was Vermont-made maple syrup.
Before he said those liberals finally got their way, Aunt Jemima looks almost white.
Here's something that I like that I think I mentioned in the All in the Family episode. I like that Louise kind of gives it back to George a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It makes it feel a lot less scary and sad
Yeah.
when you can see that, like, maybe this like sharp banter as part of their rapport rather than just like Archie Bunker calling Edith Bunker like a stupid glob.
Yeah.
Like a slobbering whore.
No, like, these two are totally evenly
Edith,
matched.
Edith, you're so disgusting.
Wheezy just said she was going to smack him in the head. Yeah, totally agree. All anyone does on this show is just make fun of each other, it seems. Uh-oh, things are getting serious. Florence is crying because she's getting evicted. I've never really watched a sitcom where you could hear someone in the audience saying anything other than laughing. Florence just made a point about how she can't afford to live anywhere around here because she's not a white rich man. And someone in the audience went, right on.
All right, we've laughed more in like this 5 minutes than we laughed in the entirety of the All in the Family episode, right?
Hear the audience go, oh no. This show, for me, is just so unrelatable because it's all about their maid. It's all about their conflict with their maid. It's funny. I'm enjoying the jokes and the setups and everything.
Louise has a gorgeous outfit on, though.
How? What do you think of their interior decorating?
It's very intense. Very colorful, which I like. I like the colorfulness. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, I like the design choices that are happening here. I feel like in comparison to the Bunker's place... pretty.
Yeah, their house was a dump compared to this.
Yeah, Louise has on a beautiful like satin jumpsuit situation and like a dotted Swiss cardigan over top, but it's like long. It's cool. Very 70s. That massive checkbook ledger.
I wasn't expecting this to devolve into like a fist fight. George Jefferson almost got ripped off by a bad actor, business partner, and he ripped off his suit jacket.
He is sweating underneath that suit jacket. Wow. I've never seen an actor be that sweaty.
Are we sure it wasn't the
soda
water?
No, he has a matching one on the other side.
He's got some serious pit sweat.
Sweat stains the size of dinner plates underneath his jacket.
He's got to wear a suit under studio lighting.
Yeah, as we know from The Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz studio
could
lights.
Be 100 degrees on set.
I hope that the TV studio lights in the 70s were a little less hot than the movie studio lights in the 40s, but what do you think so far?
I had a fun time, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to watch it.
Watch every episode of the Jeffersons? Well, that's still never happened one time. No. We're in near episode 400 here.
I had a fun time.
So we get it. They have a maid with poor boundaries.
Excellent.
So you're really looking bad tonight, Tom.
Bad?
Oh, bad. Right. Thanks, bro.
Hey, some lime, Willis.
Great blood.
Hey, by the way, Louise. Thanks for having us over to your crib. You know how much Helen and I enjoy shaking it up with you and my main man.
Tom, why don't you get me another glass of wine?
Well, right on, baby. But first, give me a little taste of that brown sugar.
It's a great theme song.
What is George Jefferson's walk?
He kind of walks like Vince McMahon.
In the opening credits.
Yeah, I like it.
All right, Mike Evans is back. He left, he's returned already.
That's good. This scene from the beginning where George Jefferson walks on a white man's back is
he's really walking on his butt mostly.
Yeah. I really like when George Jefferson does his little tiny stomps on the bed. Yeah. I don't know why.
This is just in the intro.
The intro is the best part.
It's a really good intro.
Look, they're having a pillow fight.
Yeah, look, they got like sock and boppers. Oh, I always wanted sock and boppers.
I was scared of sock and boppers.
We're going to get some.
I think Louise Jefferson's voice is just divine.
It's amazing.
I love it.
George Jefferson laugh at his own jokes.
George Jefferson's a punk, but I like him much better than Archie Bunker.
He's like a really funny actor, you know? He's got like great body language and stuff.
All right, so we don't know the name of the Jeffersons like upstairs neighbor.
I believe these are their in-laws. These are their daughter-in-law's parents who are now different actors. And they live in the same building. It's Tom and Helen, right?
Uh-huh.
As we remember from All in the Family, when they were different actors. They're an interracial couple. I think that's going to be important here. So what the joke here is just Tom's too white.
Tom's very white.
He just doesn't understand anything anyone's saying. We just saw his dance moves.
It's not good.
They're
not
great.
I like how little George Jefferson is.
Yeah.
This episode just is making me cringe. So now they're all going to go listen to Scrapple from the Apple by Charlie Parker. And they have left Tom behind.
He's just too white.
He's just too white.
Been there.
Tom has come to George Jefferson to be like, all right, I really felt super white last night. And George Jefferson just off the cuff is like, what do you want to do? You want me to teach you how to be black? That's crazy. And he's like, oh yeah, actually, this is what I need. This feels very strange, awkward, confusing.
I just don't know, like, what the spirit of this episode is, right?
It's to make fun of this white guy. It's great.
It's nice to see, like, a caricature of a white man.
Yeah.
Right? Because, yes. Like, so many characters of color are, like, just caricatures of color.
It's a bit reductive for both races here, but it's pretty darn funny. And then, of course, we get George Jefferson and Florence roasting each other.
I like this B plot where George Jefferson really wants to go to this boxing match, and he keeps dropping these, like, very heavy hints that, like, he really, really wants to go to this fight, and the guy is boxing. Not picking it up. He's like, nope, you don't get any tickets. All right, so pros, there is no blackface.
We were waiting for Tom to arrive now that he's quote unquote learned to be more black, but really he's just walking with swagger.
It's not good.
And using a lot of slang.
He kind of like is walking around like a cowboy. It's a little confusing, right?
Louise Jefferson's face is great.
Like, she's got some great face acting. I really think, who's the actress who plays Louise Jefferson? Give me the first
line. Isabelle Sanford.
Isabelle Sanford is an absolute joy. Like, I'm really sold on her.
I wish she had more to do in this episode.
Yeah, me too.
You cannot find any fault with this show. Go ahead.
I know. I'm not mad. All right. So Helen's literally called out Tom to be like, you are doing a minstrel show. This is disgusting.
Yeah, Kate, come on. I learned my lesson from All in the Family, and I came prepared this time.
You came correct.
It's also nice because as ridiculous as this episode is, this character, Tom, his heart is in the right place. Like, he's doing this whole thing because he feels, like, bad that he's, like, denying his wife.
Yeah, like, the black experience.
Yes.
Right? The experience of having, like, a black husband. Right. A husband who's been raised in the same community as her, who, like, has similar experiences. Yeah.
Yeah. So as absurd as it is and how dumb what he's doing is, like, it's actually coming from a good place from his character. Another day, another Nick at Night.
What was the first one?
Exploration. The first one was the one where they hire Florence as their full-time maid.
All right, that one was okay.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't bowled over by it.
I mainly picked it because Luis's name was in the title, and I figured she'd feature prominently, which she did.
Yeah.
But yeah, the second one, a little better.
Yes, I had a more fun watching the second one. Yeah, there's just something about this, about the Jeffersons, that like strikes a pretty nice tone. Like, I really enjoyed it. I liked seeing like a successful black family, a family that is African-American, but like the focus of the show isn't like on like their financial struggle.
Right, because there's like,
it's not like trauma porn.
Yeah, you know? There's like good times and what's happening around the same time. Sanford and Son was a Norman Lear show before this as well. George and Wheezy Jefferson are rich. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Excellent point.
I think Isabelle Sanford is an absolute delight. Like, I love her voice. I think she's an incredible actor. Yeah, I really enjoyed every scene she was in. I wished that I could have seen more of her. Obviously, she features prominently in the show, but I wish that the episodes that I had seen, I got to see more of her.
And
I
think Sherman Hemsley, though.
Sherman Hemsley is great. He's just like such a little guy.
He is.
I love him.
Yeah, Florence called him a chihuahua in this episode.
I like when he does his little stomps. I like when he gets mad.
I like when he makes a joke and then to laugh at his own joke, throws his whole head back and laughs at it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Very entertaining.
It's a pretty funny show. Like, it was just a funny show. Costume, set decoration, great. Louise Jefferson has on this phenomenal, totally 70s satin jumpsuit with a dotted Swiss duster over top. And that is like peak 70s, just perfection. Loved it so much. Want to own it.
All right. The end. You sound thrilled. You're going to watch more Jeffersons?
No, probably not.
Dang. One of these days I'm going to get you.
I don't think you will.
No, we've never, ever actually watched more of a show from no, nostalgia, have we?
Surely not.
Dang.
Now don't stand there like a fool. Follow me and be cool.
Want to be like George? Then walk this way. Or sit down and watch The Jeffersons every weeknight on Nick at Night.